Orange and Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture, Bedding and Electrical in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, coming up this Saturday, King George Oval, Blaney, there is a fundraiser for a young man by the name of Josh Farr. Plenty of people in the Blaney Shire and those involved with Rugby League and Rugby Union in the Central West will know of Josh's and his family's plight to get him rehabilitated after a tragic accident toward the end of last year. And with some of the details of what's happening this weekend, joining us online from the Blaney Rams, Craig Goswich. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. Mate, let's talk about Josh firstly. A tragic accident, but, geez, he's coming on tremendously well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, it's a big surprise. He's really moving along, and they're very happy with his progress.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, I know that he was very involved and loves his league. He loves his union, and this is a great connection here between, the whole town of Blaney getting behind it, the Bears and the Rams coming together for a day of footy action at King George Oval.
Yeah, we had a trial organised and the Bears had a trial organised, so we said why not play it the same day and then try and raise a bit of money at the same time.
Yeah,
so okay. Do something a bit different anyhow.
Yeah, so what's the schedule for this Saturday?
I'm not quite sure if it's a tackle or a league tag. There's a Group 10 versus Woodbridge Cup at 12:30, I think it is.
Right.
And then the Rams are playing the Molong Magpies, which is a fair big rivalry, going back years and years. And then the Bears are playing Belrose at 4:00.
Okay, it wasn't that long ago that Blaney and the Blaney Rams and the Molong Magpies were contesting grand finals against each other.
That's correct, yeah. And we played for a shield too, for a bloke that sort of was involved with both clubs. So because we're not playing each other during the year because of the new structure,
yeah.
We decided to have a trial and go for that.
Now, let's talk about the Blaney Bears. They've got Timmy Mortimer, who's coming across to captain coach them. How's things with the Rams looking this year?
Yeah, mate, we're going pretty good. We're still, a few more numbers would be good, but we're starting to get there. It's just, we start in 2 weeks' time with the comp. I think it's the 7th of April. So, mate, we should be strong. We haven't lost too many players. So it's always a bonus.
And I'll tell you what, the success that the Blaney Rams have enjoyed over the many, many decades that they've been playing, it's almost like quiet achievers just getting around and winning competitions.
Oh, I think it's just, we've had a core bunch of blokes that just like playing footy. So, it's just, they're young and there's a few old blokes amongst them, but most of them are young and they just want to play footy. And we just think this might be a good opportunity to have a go at something different.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, Saturday's the day, so tomorrow down at King George's Oval, I believe it's gates at 11:30, and there'll be a whole host of rugby and rugby union action for you to feast your eyes on. Ladies and gentlemen, get on down and support Josh Farr. Now, how much is it to get in, do you know?
Mate, I think it's $5.
Yep.
And that'll go straight towards his fund of, to buy some stuff he's going to need eventually once they work out exactly what they need to do.
Yeah, and look, it's all aiming toward a fundraiser that you and I are involved in on the 19th of May at the Blaney Community Centre, but we'll bring more details about that as we get closer to that. Joining us online from the Blaney Rams, it's Craig Goswich. Thanks, mate. Good to chat.
No worries. Thanks, Neil.